Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Perspectives. This is Ashley Burgess in the house, 570 KLIF, and we got a lot of perspectives going on tonight. And you know, the cool thing about it is we're going to drum this show. These concepts are going to basically preclude into the next few shows because I know we can't get into everything. And unfortunately, just taking a personal assessment on our lives to deal with our happiness and to try to find what changes need to be made is really hierarchy. That's the top thing. You got to do that because if you don't know what needs to be changed, if you don't know where the problem's coming from, then unfortunately, you can't change anything because where is the problem? Because you can't just let things just swirl around in your head without getting it down on paper and saying, you know, hey, this is what I need to do, or this is what I have been doing, or this is what I'm challenged by. And then also, you got to remove, top thing is remove the way that you see things. You can't sit there and say, this is a problem. This is bad. I shouldn't be doing this. This is awful. All these things in your head create all these other dynamics, and you're judging yourself when you're just being, you're a human being. We're all human. We all make mistakes. And so that's the key here. And I think that's something that people have to understand is that, you know, you'll sit there and you can say, oh, I did this wrong, or I did this wrong. But when you look back at it later on in life, you're going to be glad for the most part that you've done some things that you've done.
Yeah. And you know, you have to work on that foundation. You know, like you just said, if we don't have the foundation laid out, you know, the house is just going to fall apart. You know, slowly by slowly, the bathroom will sink, the living room will sink. And those are, you know, just examples of, you know, our life. You know, if we don't take care of our health, you know, when we're 50, we're going to have a heart attack. You know, if we don't take care of, you know, flossing our teeth, that can lead to gum disease, which will, you know, end up blocking the arteries because it's all connected. I mean, these are things you have to educate yourself on, you know, everything in life. You know, thank God we have the internet because Google is like my best friend. You know, he tells me everything I need to know. He shows me pictures I want to see. You know,
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. You know what I'm saying. Yeah, I bet. But no, but other than that.
You know, educate yourself.
Yeah.
See other people's perspective on it. You know, we get ourselves in this one train, you know, mentality way to think. But just take some time, get online and, you know, see how other people handle their situation. See, you know, what gets them through the day. See what puts a smile on their face. You know, life can be so simple, but we make it so complex. And, you know, that's the unfortunate part of it is we realize it at, you know, such an old age that we made it so difficult. We made it so complex and, you know, just simplify it.
Yeah. And, you know, and I think I was talking about this earlier, too, the concept of we do things. We're going to talk about this in the next show as well, is that if you're doing something, you're getting something out of it. Okay. So I hear clients and I hear friends talk all the time about, well, this is happening and I'm really upset about this. Well, there's something you're getting out of it. And so that's another place to start with the assessment is whatever you're doing, sometimes that could be skeletons in the closet like you were talking about earlier, whatever it is, write that down too and then try to figure out, okay, this makes me feel this way, but why am I still doing it? So there's something that you're trying to get. There's something that you need. There's something that you want. There's something you desire. There's a feeling, an emotion, something that's being filled by doing this at this time, right? Yeah. Got to figure that out. So it's not all doomsday. Yeah. Not everything's doomsday. Just because we do something doesn't mean, oh, I'm such a bad person. Well, you know what? I mean, if you keep judging yourself as being a bad person, then I mean, what do you have?
Yeah, you know, we are our worst enemy, you know?
Yeah.
We can be the harshest critic and, you know, regardless of what everybody says about us, at the end of the night, we lay our head down on the pillow and we have to deal with ourselves and our thoughts and our actions. And, you know, it's going back to the assessment. You want to have a positive assessment when you lay your head down at night.
Yeah, a positive assessment is very important. And I think once we get to figuring out what it is that is making us unhappy or making us feel worthless or making us feel one way or another, that's when we get more love. That's when we evolve. Because the biggest thing, too, is that we as humans evolve on a minute-to-minute basis. Some people evolve and grow faster than others. Some people grow similar to others and at the same type of level and have the same type of thought process and the same type of this and that. Other people don't. And so you have to sit there and take into consideration as well that if you're evolving and you're evolving this way and that, it's not fair to yourself to keep acting like for example, if you're evolving, to act like the old Matt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't try to act that way because other people maybe like that. Well, yeah. That's not you.
And that's the difficult part in it. That's why we all fall so, you know, when we fall hard because we revert back to that old person that we were. You know, it's so easy. But, you know, you always got to remember, you got to be a creature of positive habit. If we can preach that in our life each day, you know, it becomes a second, you know, it becomes like writing, you know, be a creature of positive habit.
I like that.
So
no, and I think by doing that, you know, by taking, so this is my thought process on this evening, is that if anybody, and I think everybody to some degree is in the situation that needs to assess their life, everybody really needs to, you know, and it, once you write all this out and you start kind of pursuing and figuring out, okay, maybe my living situation is not working out. Maybe, you know, a situation with, you know, joint custody of my kids is not working out. Whatever it could be, there's something that it could be as small as, you know, my kitchen's too small. Yeah. Whatever it is, you got to figure out what it is. What's causing problems in your life, or what's causing you to be unhappy, or what's causing you to basically go through life as a robot? If that's, sometimes people go on autopilot at certain points because they feel like they can't change anything. So why feel anything?
And they're numb to the pain.
Yeah, because they don't want to deal with it anymore. Because they've tried, they've gone, their back is up against the wall, they don't even know where to begin. But when we take the assessment, that's when we can start realizing what actions need to be taken. And next week, we're really going to be talking about figuring out what it is that you want to be, who you are, figuring out that first, because until you know who you are, where you want to go, what you want to do, none of this matters anyway.
Yep.
And I mean, you got to know something, because if you're uncomfortable in your situation now, you got to figure out what actually brings you comfort and what changes. And when we all evolve, we're going to be talking about evolution. We're talking about family. We're going to be talking about marriage. We're going to be talking about all that good stuff. We're also going to be talking about timing. Timing is an interesting thing in life that also changes things for good or bad, but also not blaming others and also not condemning ourselves, because when we blame others for our problems, what happens?
Yeah, it's disaster.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not their problem.
Yep.
I mean, you know, you haven't voiced the opinion, you haven't done this, you haven't done that, and you know what? Even if there is a problem and you voice it to someone and they get angry about it, in the long run, they're going to be happier that you're honest with them, at least to a degree.
Yeah, exactly.
You hope. But even if it's not, and even if they're not, you know what? You can't sit there and live a lie. You can't sit there and just accept the fact, okay, well, I don't want to hurt this person, so I'm going to go through life on tippy toes, and I'm going to wait it out, you know? And that's not going to work either, because again, that analogy, when you're 85 years old and you look back at your life, you want to look back and say, man, I was a rock star.
Oh, yeah.
And I still am, you
party
know?
Party rocking to the...
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you know, you get like a freaking, you know, I don't know, you get like a rocket back on your freaking wheelchair, you know? And you're hauling butt down the highway. I mean, I want to still be going, but I also want to sit there and say, man, I really had a great life.
Yeah, and you helped some people along the way.
Yeah, and
which
you
personally have, and I appreciate you every day for it.
Thank you.
So it is great. I look forward to, you know, having a personal assessment when I get home tomorrow or tonight, you know, because, you know, each day, every day is a new day. And I want to, you know, kind of say that, you know, whatever problem you encounter in your life, remember that there is always a positive side to it. So, you know, stop putting your head down, look up, and smile. It's that simple.
I like that.
It really is.
I like that.
There's always a positive side to it.
And we're going to talk. You have some great ideas. We're gonna, Matt's going to be joining me next week as well.
Yep.
Also, we have Johnny Knoxville. And we have a few other great interviews as well in store for next week. Cynthia will be joining us as well with Out and About. And the cool thing is that we're going to keep driving this home, because it's not about us talking about this on the radio. It's about that we're actually doing this.
Living it.
Yeah, we're living this. And you know in your heart of hearts that when you hear truth being told, and you know that other people are actually living it, and they're not just trying to sell you on a bill of goods. I'm not over here saying, oh, yeah, you shouldn't drink. Oh, yeah, you shouldn't smoke. You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. I don't know what you should do. You know what you should do. I don't know what you should do, and I'm not going to make those assumptions on you. I'm not going to push my theories or thoughts on you, and I think that a lot of people live based upon what other people want them to do.
Ooh, preach.
You know, and it's like, quit living that way. You know, why are we doing this to ourselves? Because that other person's not going to be there down the road. You know, you have to sit there and act like everything's kind of a joke in a way. You know, like they were sitting there saying, you have to kind of visualize that 85 of them saying, I was just kidding.
Yeah,
I wasn't really putting those you know, those constraints on you.
JK, LOL.
Yeah, JK, LOL, LOL, exclamation point, OMG.
OMG.
Oh, you know, I was just kidding, you know. I don't know. That's the thing. So when we next Sunday is going to be eye opening, and we're going to both do assessments on our lives, think about what needs to be changed. We might bring some personal stuff into the show, and we're going to have a good time. Maybe Bill might be adding some stuff in for our show as well, our producer. Ooh, and, you know, we got some great stuff here in the house, and I'm really looking forward to that. And if you have any questions or thoughts, you know, you can always call in next week. And people got to call in. I'm getting all these texts. I'm getting all these responses on Facebook and Twitter. And I really am amazed that y'all are all listening. I really appreciate it. But at the same time, call in and give us your perspective, because it really does mean something, and people do learn from listening. So we wish you a great night from Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, joined by Matt Curry, which is wonderful, in the studio. And we want you to have a great night. Keep it on 570 a.m. next Sunday. Remember, at 8 p.m. to tune in, as well as iHeartRadio. And we're looking forward to joining y'all listening on Sunday.
Are you interested in how to communicate so effectively you'll get heard by others every time? Have you ever stepped back and taken a good look at the life path you've chosen for yourself? Ever wondered why your old friends are changing or simply not around anymore? Do you want to make sure you aren't sabotaging yourself and never will again? Have you ever gotten angry and wondered how you can make it work for you? Has a close friend gone off the deep end, and should you distance yourself from them? More importantly, do you know how to do it with ease and success? If you answered yes to any of these questions, go online today and check out liveyourtruelife.org. Liveyourtruelife.org is a one-stop shop for this and much more. Get the information you want and need in the time you have. Bookmark liveyourtruelife.org today. That's liveyourtruelife.org.